Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So we got a little perspective of Willie Donick up in Toronto. The league is going to meet here in about an hour and a half. And it just seems like all signs are pointing toward the NHL stopping what they're doing right now. They're going to be halting their regular season at this point. That's the speculation. It would be really difficult to think that they're going to come out and say, yeah, tonight, business as usual. Yeah, no fans. And they'd have to do that, but I just don't see it. MLS has shut down their season or postponed it for the time being. We know about the NBA. Now we head over to West End. Tim Corbin, the fine baseball coach over there for Vanderbilt, is on the line with us. Tim, it's been some crazy times here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, certainly with a tornado and then this too. It is. So we just try to maneuver around it as best we possibly can and try to create harmony here as best we can. And, it's unprecedented a lot of different ways, you know, since I've been coaching, but we'll work through it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a baseball coach, but you've probably had meetings you never thought, you know, you were ever going to have in your profession over the last couple of weeks. You had to cancel the games at First Horizon Park because of the tornadoes here, and now playing in front of no one, and who knows where this is going. I mean, there's so many spring sports. Ivy League has just shut down their spring sports. I mean, what has been the discussion piece over Vanderbilt? They're sending all their students home. Everything's going to be online.
TSU just did the same thing.
TSU sending students home?
They're going online, yep.
Yeah, online only. That seems to be the direction of all colleges and universities around the country. So what have you heard on your end, Tim?
Well, from an online standpoint, this is a first for Vanderbilt, too, because we don't have online classes. So everything that we do are teacher-student operated inside of a classroom. So this is a little bit different for us. But the players, student-athletes, they're still going to class. Now, everyone else at Vanderbilt's going home, but we're operating as close to as normal as we can without going to class. The players are in contact with their professors. They're still handing in assignments, so they're doing what they have to do that way. But what it does is, without that class time, then we can work around that. It's a little bit like May for us when school is over, but not really in the fact that we can do strength and conditioning during the morning, and then they can operate here more. They can stay around here more, which they did. I mean, even last night, there's some positives out of everything. And ours is the ability just to hang with one another. Last night after our game, they were able to stay here, eat, not have to rush to get back, watch the Vanderbilt basketball game. I think we'll do the best we can to make some positives out of it. The parents will still be able to see their kids play. Certain people will be able to see the kids play. So we'll just operate in this environment because it's something that we can't control. So we'll do the best job we can just to have a good time doing it.
Now, 2 Utah Jazz players have tested positive for coronavirus. Hence, we know the NBA. It started with Rudy Gobert, now a teammate of his, Donovan Mitchell. How concerned are your players? I mean, you know, you have the best interest. The university has the best interest in them. As you said, they're your student-athletes. You're very close to your team. We know that. You've had this time to be with them. Are they concerned, Tim? What's their feedback to you?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, in the back of your mind, when you hear things outside of this little bubble here, there might be some concern. But at the same time, you don't want to be cavalier about anything. You just want to continue to be prudent about what you're doing in terms of cleanliness and awareness and those things. But we're confined, so we don't get out. I think there's more of a risk for them if they get out. But at the same time, you know, if something like this happens, if one of our players were to get the virus, then, you know, we just take care of it as best we possibly can. But as I tell them, you can't live scared. You just can't do that. You know, every time you wake up, there's a chance to die. So, you know, you live life as best you possibly can. You be smart about what you're doing. You help each other out. But at the same time, you have to move on as business as usual. And that's what we're going to try to do.
So that's what you're hearing right now over where you are. It's business as usual, right? No fans, but you guys are anticipating playing games?
That's correct. I mean, I think with the SEC, now I don't know the specifics of it, but what it sounds like to me, at least in what I've read and what I've heard, is that it's going to be media members, credentialed people. I would suspect that scouts too. And then I guess parents, family members, what that means, I'm not sure. What that means as far as tickets, I'm not sure. But I think, you know, this is just going to be the way for a certain amount of time. And, you know, I think everything runs its course. I think in time, it'll start to even itself out. You can see and try to follow this from abroad and see what it's done in China and Italy and so on, and how they've maneuvered around it, how they've navigated through it. I'm sure there's some danger to it. But I, you know, I'm not knowing enough. I just follow as best I possibly can the educated people that are speaking to this and how we have to work with it. And that's what we'll do.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, here on Darren Donick and Chase. And I've kind of been in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, something like that. I've kind of been of the belief that on all sports, if we just hit pause, that might be the best course of action just for the next couple weeks or so. I'm curious of your thoughts on that. If the SEC were to reverse course and come out later today or something and say, hey, we're gonna pause the SEC tournament or cancel it. The NCAA tournament does the same thing. And then with you guys playing baseball, what your thoughts would be if that ends up being the case?
Yeah, well, you know, if someone makes that decision, they make that decision, and we have to act accordingly. I'm not in a decision-making position, nor should I be. I think the only thing I'm doing is make decisions for this group right here based on people that are making decisions above me, too. But I think there is some common sense to a lot of things, and I think a timeout is often giving you time and space to really make the decisions that benefit groups of people and benefit people long term. And I know there were some very quick decisions made in terms of the Ivy League, for instance, just canceling sport. And they made it for a reason. But same time, there's a ripple effect to that. And if I'm a dad and I've got a kid and he has visions of a professional career, then there's ramifications behind that. You know, he no longer may have the opportunities that he would have if he played the sport right up until the end of May. And that is concerning for that person, that one person that wants to do something beyond the college game. And it could be any sport, any person. But so, you know, I just think right now that I think the SEC is doing a good job of that. If I had my opinion, just taking the time out, just kind of watching it, watching how our country maneuvers, and just giving the kids a chance to continue to play and continue to live life within being a student athlete. You know, if you stopped everything, I mean, what would we do? We would just self-quarantine, go into our house, and That would be boring.
Read a lot of books.
I don't know. Yeah, and I don't read personally, so that's selfish. But, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? You know, yeah, just work out all day, I guess. I'm not sure.
Watch the College World Series last year, maybe do that.
Yeah, reruns, yeah. So maybe do something you probably should have been doing 18 years ago when I started this damn job. So I don't know.
You know what I told a doctor friend of mine last night in a private conversation? I said, get ready in November, December. You're going to be really busy. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, there's going to be a baby boom, man, in this country, all right? Everybody's going to be staying at home.
Yeah, way to throw it in the table. Exactly. Thank you, D.
Yeah, leave it to Darren.
Sorry. Should I have not said that?
All right.
I want to.
Yeah, you should have said it. Everyone's thinking it.
I mean, I want to ask you about Kentucky because, you have a big series this weekend. With the SEC, you know, starting and that's obviously something you have to focus on. But is the prep different now? Because I mean, you're going to play the games as of now, but you know, trying to keep the distraction of everything going on, you know, away from your guys and just focus on them. Is that kind of part of it now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it'll be fine. I think we're doing what we do, just to educate the kids on what's happening around them, then leave it at that. And try to just kind of squelch things that are happening around the periphery and the outside and maybe the concerns. As I said, you don't want to be cavalier about any of this because, you know, these things can blow up if you just don't take them seriously. So at the same time, you have to walk on kind of coals here and just methodically be smart about how we're going about business. But at the same time, I think these kids they're primed to want to play. They're primed to want to get into SEC action, as is Kentucky is. So we're looking forward to the weekend.
So it's right now, today, as we sit here on Thursday, you're expecting to start a series up with Kentucky tomorrow over at the Hawk. Let's finish up with this, Tim. You beat Toledo last night. How do you feel about where your team is? Let's see, what are you, close to 20 games into your season? How do you feel about the team right now?
Well, I think we know what we need to continue to grow on. You know, offensively, that we're just a kind of work in progress. That's who we are. But at the same time, there's inexperience that is playing, and that's good for them. And as they continue to play, they're going to get better. And that's really what we focus on, is just trying to get better throughout the season, and certainly when you have the time to do it, which is right now. And I like our team. I do. I like our team as a group of people. They're very respectful of the training environment. They're very respectful of one another. There's some good harmony. But you know what? The season has a way of sometimes distorting those things. And that's what we want to try to prevent. It's just trying to stay as even as we possibly can while we're trying to improve. The pitching's been pretty good. It's given us a chance to win. We've had five losses. All five losses are by one run. So, four have been one run. One has been by two. So we've played good, clean baseball for the most part. And I think if we continue to do that, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Well, we wanted to check in with you because we just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you and your kids and your program.
Thank you.
And you're smarter than us, too, and that, and, you know.
Well, we already knew that, so we didn't need to check in to find that out. But good luck this weekend, and thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Likewise, guys. Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
All right, that is Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt's baseball coach, and they are indeed supposed to kick off SEC play tomorrow night at Hawkins Field, 6:30 first pitch, as they have a series versus Kentucky. And right now, just as Tim said, just credentialed media.
Yep. Andy Strickland, who is the rinkside reporter for the St. Louis Blues, has put out it's a speculation tweet, but I think it's an interesting one. NHL games to be pushed back 14 days. That could be what ends up happening. That's what I mean of taking a pause and just pausing the season. And if you do that for a couple weeks to try and get things under control and learn more, I think you can pull that off. Now, it compacts everything, but I could see that being the – they may not actually say that, but that could be the mindset.
Honestly, I thought the end of the month. I kind of feel like that's been kind of the marker. You pick back up in April.
Pierre LeBrun, hearing that on-ice officials who are on the road now to work NHL games have been told to book flights back home.
Yep, there you go. That is, folks, the writing on the wall. It's what we suspected. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on this Thursday, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.